Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream. Very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Trap Podcast. My name is Mikey and today I'm interviewing spooky dad Andy Cookie Rawlings. Now, Andy has been a scare actor not only here in the UK, but he's worked around the world for the last 20 years. He's also written a book, Through the Dead Eye, a eulogy to the art of scare acting, which, by the way, is a fantastic read. I highly recommend you guys get a copy. He also features in the brand new documentary UK Haunters that's coming out this September. The first ever feature-length documentary all about the UK scare attraction industry. The latest thing for Andy that was probably the scariest thing was that he has just become a daddy and he's created the Spooky Dad YouTube channel. So to tell us all about his brand new venture, please welcome Andy Cookie Rawlings onto the Scare Track Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I'm joined today with Andy Cookie Rawlings. Andy, how's it going, buddy?
I'm very happy, very good to be here. How about yourselves, guys?
Yeah, we're not too bad at all. Thanks, buddy. Not too bad at all. It's great to be able to chat to you once again here on Scare Track. I think the last time you were on Scare Track is when we all went to Halloween Horror Nights at Orlando in Florida.
It was a good few years ago, but a lot's changed since then. So
yeah, loads have changed.
That was 4 years ago now?
Yeah, 4 years ago, 2016, the year of chance.
Oh my goodness, I had hair back then.
I was slimmer back then. I don't know what's happened. We're all getting old, but it's all fun and games as time goes on. And like you say, a lot's changed since then. But for anyone who's not aware, you wrote a book, which I've got in front of me now. It's a fantastic read. I've read it numerous times, Through the Dead Eye, a eulogy to the art of scare acting. Before we get onto the spooky dad stuff, your latest venture, where did the idea of a book come? How did it sort of originate?
Well, originally, it was notes for myself. I got really frustrated to the point whereby I started cataloguing every single type of guest that came through. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to identify every single type of person and what they would do. So, for example, there's a section whereby there are certain groups called anchors, where they would literally drop to the floor, curl up in a ball, and they wouldn't move for love nor money. Yeah. And that it was in that frustration that I had this particular guest come through and I was like, right, okay, what do I do in this situation? Do I just tower over them and scare them more? Or do I try and keep them moving for the sake of flow through? Mm. So I started writing up these little ideas to myself. And before I knew it, it started spiraling into other chapters, other ideas, different tactics, different styles of makeup. And before I knew it, I had a good 3 to 4 chapters already written down, but I had no means of doing anything with them. And it was only when my wife suggested that I actually put it down as a book. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? I'll do it. And a friend of mine that I was working with had actually self-published a book of his own, a fiction book. Yeah. And he gave me all the step-by-step instructions on how to self-publish. So as a result, it got published through KDP Publishing, which is a part of Amazon. So it's now available on Amazon, Kindle and paperback.
Yeah, definitely. It's generally awesome. And like I say, for anyone who, especially scare actors, this should be your Bible for any scare actor. But even if you just like haunts or the industry or, you know, there's a bit about makeup in here as well. I can see Steph Ricketts in here going through. So it is definitely worth checking it out and getting a copy of that. Like Andy says, you can get that from Amazon. Amazon now as well.
Not to be that guy, Mike, but I am going to have to correct you. I do actually mention this in the book as well. I do not consider it to be a Bible. It's one of the reasons why I actually refer to it in the title as a eulogy.
Yes.
Scare acting in its current form, as I saw it then, is dead. And the reason why I say it's dead is because there's always room for it to grow. There's so many different things. I mean, look at the last... You know, we were talking about how long it's been since we went to Florida. Look at how much the scare industry has developed since we went to Florida. Scare acting is evolving and changing in so many different ways, using so many different techniques, that the current form that I was writing then is pretty much dead and dusted, and there's so many new things to explore. So, yeah, that wasn't me.
No, I'm totally going to cut that out. I sound like an idiot. No, I'm joking. I keep it all in. I know what you're saying, though. No, I completely understand. But I suppose if people want a taste of sort of what has happened throughout the years and such, and like I say, when you were writing this was all personal to you at that time, and it can be relevant, you know, moving on. But yeah, you're completely right. Times change, things develop, and you know, I just did a video on our YouTube channel of the top 10 most unconventional attractions, and something 10 years ago is totally different when it comes to the unconventional levels of today.
Absolutely, and that's the beautiful thing about our craft. It's so welcoming. There's so many new people that will bring in fresh ideas, or something whereby like one company will present this idea and another one will go, oh, I haven't thought of that. What if I could take that and adapt it? So, and that's one of the great things I love about this industry as well, that yes, it is competitive, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we're not enemies.
Of course.
You know, we can meet up year on year, and we can share these ideas, and we'd be happy to collaborate, we'd be happy to share, we'd be happy to sell, develop, whatever. And it really is like a close-knit family. I hear that term quite a bit, but yeah, we really are a very close-knit family. Everyone is in each other's pocket. Everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find that it's sort of like a bubble of crazy, scary people that all love the same kind of thing. And you're right, although we're in competition, I suppose, in certain respects, we still have the mutual respect for each other at different attractions, and the fact that we're all trying to do the same thing, which is scare people, or, you know, fright people, or give them, entertain people and make them laugh, that sort of stuff. And I think we find that, especially going, like I say, we catch it every year at ScareCon, and that seems to be the sort of hub of where the term of a scare family grows, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we all have our cliques at the end of the day. We all have different people that we circulate around, but at the end of the day, we all know that we've got each other's backs.
Yes.
So no matter what, if there is a situation that's like, oh, I would really love to have this person work with me for something, you know, we can always do it. And in fact, that's one of the things that I'll chat about in a moment in relation to Spooky Dad. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's great. I love it. I mean, I'm very sad that ScareCon couldn't go ahead this year, but for obvious reasons, it was the right choice to cancel. But there's always next year, and we can all give each other actual hugs rather than 2 meter away distant hugs.
or that silly elbow pump.
Oh, the elbow.
You know, that doesn't make sense to me. Nothing better than a good old handshake or a massive hug, you know.
Yeah, we're all huggers in this industry, definitely. one last thing I wanted to talk about before we did get on to your fantastic brand new venture, which I am very excited about with Spooky Dad, is UK Haunters. Because you introduced me to Dan Brownlee, who is the director of UK Haunters, who's become quite a prominent feature here on ScareTrack. We do lots of movie reviews together when it comes to a haunt genre of horror film. But you kind of had a lot to do with that in getting Dan to meet up with different people, because you've known the industry for, like you say, 20-odd years. And I've spoken to Dan, obviously, numerous times about UK Haunters. I saw it as well last year, and I'm very excited about it coming to DVD in September of this year, literally just a couple of months away. But how did you find that process as well? Because I'm guessing Dan just said, I want to do a film, and you were like, you know, there's shitloads of English stuff that... Because he was unaware, wasn't he? So you basically showed him the world of UK scare scene.
I think... I don't think I actually so much nudged him towards doing it. I think it was a full-on, like, shove into it.
Yeah, he had no choice.
Well, I'll always apologize to Dan for kind of doing it very, very impromptu. But no, I've got nothing but time and respect for Dan. He's been an absolute gent and a scholar all the way through. But yeah, I mean, it was when I was working at the London Bridge Experience at the time.
Yeah.
And it was during there that they was doing a shoot for his film, The Tombs, Rise of the Damned. And we got talking. I was the manager at the time. So I was there basically looking after the building during the overnight shoots. So in between sets, he'd ask me, what do you think would work in this certain set? So I'd go down there with him. I'd show him certain walkthroughs, certain gangways, what drop boxes would work, how they would work, etc. And he didn't know much about them, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking a little more about the sets. And as we're talking about the sets, I'm talking about different examples of scare attractions and how they would use them. And all of them were UK based.
Yeah.
And the more I'm talking about it, the more he's looking at me going, what, there's actually scare attractions like that in the UK? Because he was under the impression that it was pretty much just the Dungeons, London Bridge Experience, and I think it was like one other that he knew about. And I said, no, Dad, there is an entire network in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started talking about ScareCon. That's how we started talking about my book. And following on from one coffee conversation, he came up to me with this idea about wanting to do this documentary. So I said, well, okay, let me put the feelers out there and see what happens. About 20 minutes later, he was greeted with a Facebook message saying, oh, Dad's right, doing a documentary. You're all going to be part of it. And as he famously says, the gauntlet was thrown down at that point. So
definitely.
I think at that point it was a case of, okay, we're no longer in the ideas and development stage. Now it's pretty much go, go, go.
Yeah, I think it was within a week I already had a date set out with him to meet him up. And and he went all around the UK as well. He checked out Faceless Ventures, Death Cell, Horrify Me, and these are people on all four corners of UK. So he covered as much as he possibly can in his first year of knowing what the UK haunt scene was like as well.
Yeah, he did a lot of traveling within that time, and he was very kind enough as well to craft the mask that was actually visible at Cookie's new revelation at last year's ScareCon as well. I've got a soft spot in my heart for Dan for making that one for me. It was heavily inspired by Joker's Death in the Family. So, yeah, and it was actually going to be a part of the documentary, I believe, me sitting there with this cast on my face. But it never made the final cut. But you know what? I don't care. The experience of getting it done that day was brilliant.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you never know. Bonus features might come up sometime. You never know. Behind-the-scenes sort of stuff.
Never say never.
Never say never, man. Never say never. But yeah, that's coming out. That's going out on a release in September as well, so I'm very excited about that. You feature quite prominently in that as well. Have you seen it yet, Cookie?
I have, yes.
It's great. I loved it.
I managed to go along and see it a few months ago. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, the editing in it, the people that were involved, it was a lovely balance.
Definitely.
It really was a lovely balance of people, attractions. Yeah.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Mix.
Yeah. Definitely worth it.
I'm really glad that we now have something proper, you know, something real that shows that the UK have a fantastic scene as well. Because don't get me wrong, I really enjoy all the American haunt documentaries. I watch them regularly on repeat, always enjoy them. But, you know, we can do a bloody good job over here. So I'm glad that someone's been able to take the time, the effort, the money to give us a platform so the rest of the world can see it.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, again, is because of how much it's evolving, there's room for more.
Yeah,
100%. There's room for another documentary if the opportunity calls for it. That's a big... big wink wink by the way Dan.
Yes, Dan. Yeah, I've actually got an interview with Dan tomorrow. We're talking about Hell House LLC, the 2015 found footage horror film, so I might have to say that we're on his back.
Throw that gauntlet down again. Get a sound gif in there and just throw that gauntlet down again.
I'll just start another big group chat with loads of people on Facebook and say, well, you gotta do it now, Dan.
Yeah, I'll let you instigate that one this time.
Yeah, I'll get the brunt of it. Right, we need to talk about the main feature, really, which is why I thought it's best to get you back onto the ScareTrap podcast again, because you've got something brand new and very exciting. The scariest thing must have happened to you recently, because you've became a dad.
I did, yes. Little Jack. Oh, my goodness. He's running the rings around me now already. My goodness, he's 16 months old.
Wow.
Where on earth has that time gone?
Wow, that's crazy. And Cookie is now a changed man, you know, and an amazing dad he is as well. And that's an idea of Spooky Dad. I've watched episode one on YouTube. Guys, if you haven't checked it yet, just click that link below so you can check it out. And it sort of explains exactly what the episode is. But I want to get into more depth with you here now, Cookie. So where did the idea of Spooky Dad come from? What kind of things are you going to be covering? Basically, sell the whole thing to us, because I think it's amazing and I can't wait to see it grow.
Okay, so it happened during the lockdown. Mm-hmm. Within the first few days of the lockdown, Jack started taking his first steps, and it was brilliant. Just watching him take those first few steps, it was fantastic, but it was terrifying because now I'm thinking, oh God, I've got to baby-proof everything, and I've got to baby-proof stuff on top of that. So it was that. And within the first couple of weeks, you know, everything started to be okay. We knew what we kind of had an inclination as to what was going on. We accepted it. You know, I was on furlough at this point. My wife was working from home. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. By the end of the month, obviously, you know, stress levels weren't high, but because of the fact that we're in this room, we couldn't go over to the parks, etc., because they were closed. We couldn't all the things we wanted to do with our boy, we couldn't do.
Yeah.
So we had to come up with inventive ways to go along and entertain him. And originally it started off with a series of books. There's a touchy-feely book by Osborne Books called That's Not My Whatever. Mm-hmm. There's like about 20 or so of them. And the one that he always enjoyed were the books that were That's Not My Dragon, That's Not My Bat,
right.
That's Not My etc. So anything that was really, really quirky or spooky, he wanted us to read.
Right.
So it got to the point where, like, every single morning he'd grab one of these books and come straight to us. His latest one is called 10 Little Monsters. And it's a fantastic book. I can't rate it.
You're loving him.
I'll read him myself when he's not looking. But no, so it was little things like that. And we started doing these activities. Now being a parent, I watch a lot of parent hack YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And there was a great one that came up with how to do slime play. You know, very basic recipe. And I looked at it and I thought, I wonder if I could add a little more to that to try and give it that spooky feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made a couple of changes. I won't spoil them. And it was the exact same thing. It was a sensory play still. It was aimed at Jack, but it had that little quirky element to it that just made him smile that more.
Yeah.
So it's like, right, no matter what I'm going to do here, if it's spooky, fine. If it makes him smile, even better. So I've started coming up with a couple of other ideas, etc. Some may work for him. Others may be a little bit older. Some may not even work at all.
Yeah,
so all of this experience is just going to be a journey. I've got these ideas in my head. Whether or not they're going to work for him straight away, I won't know until the end of the video. I won't know until Jack actually engages with them.
Of course.
But the premise of them is that they're all activities that are designed to be for babies and toddlers' development.
Right.
So going through all the stuff that's in my Amazon wish list right now, it's like, oh, I'm looking at materials to make my own teething rings. It's like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Let's give it a go.
Certainly different to what I was buying on Amazon about 10 years ago, for example. Oh, but sure, there we go.
Absolutely. Wow, I mean, it sounds great. It's such a great idea to think that, because like you say, this lockdown has forced us to try and do other things, and I can only imagine how difficult it has been having such a young child when you would normally be taking them to the zoo or the park or swimming or something. So you've had to be inventive in how to entertain him.
That's the thing, is it's amazing as to how much we take for granted.
Yes.
All the things that we could do outside, but like you say, you know, it bred a lot of creativity. So I thought, well, okay, why not try and share this with other people who may be in the same boat? You know, well, why not share this with people who have the same tastes?
Yeah,
you know, and it's fun. I'm going to do the shameless plug now. I have no shame in this at all.
Go ahead.
I've actually been speaking to a gentleman called Tyler Green. For those of you who have ever seen the TV program Face Off, the one that's on the Sci-Fi Channel about the special effects makeup, he's actually just done a product called Monster Kids Box. And what he's actually doing is he's got products whereby he has masks that are either zombies, aliens, or dolls, and you can customize and paint them in your own way, but they're all monster related. So he's got all the props inside that can make them look like zombies or whatever. And yeah, I've just followed him, and I just think I've said to him, you know, it's an absolute honor to follow you.
Yeah.
And to go along and review one of products. And he just followed back and he said, thank you very much. I recommend trying the zombie ones. So I was like, oh my God, big fanboy moment.
Yeah.
Tyler Greens has added me on that Instagram. Ah!
Nice. Awesome. I mean, you know what? You've only just set it up and you're already, you're with the A-listers there.
Fair play. Yeah. I'm very excited to see where it's going to go. But again, this one's a labor of love. I'm not looking to make any money from it. I'm not looking to get my name out there. It's whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to take people along with me for the journey if they want to come.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what it is as well. Because like you say in the first episode, it's more of a case of just finding out what works. Because every single child is different. And every way a parent will deliver an activity will be different. And what works for your little one might not work for another little one, and vice versa. But it's going to be great to see, especially during this time where these sort of activities, things like... I mean, I run a children's centre when I'm normally in work, my real job in inverted commas. And we have lots of things like a Diddy Dance or a football club or a language class or musical steps. And none of those can currently go ahead at the minute. And it looks like that they might not be able to go ahead for that little bit time longer. So there's something like this is perfect to give those parents... especially if their little ones do really enjoy Halloween or like the slightly kookier side of things, and because lots of kids do, don't they? And that's why Halloween, you know, it's there for kids. They like to have a little fright. One of the first games we play with them is Peekaboo, and that's designed to scare the hell out of them, really, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. But again, when I was doing that with my little boy, I did Peekaboo with him for the first time, and he started giggling away, started laughing. And it got to the point where I started actually screaming like a zombie, you know, like how I typically would when I do the that kind of scream. And he was giggling away.
Oh, he loved it.
It was brilliant. Absolutely. If he doesn't become a scare actor, there's something wrong.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be trained by the best from a very young age there, Andy, definitely. but yeah, no, it's great. It's fantastic. I'm very excited to check it out. Like I said, I saw episode one that sort of gave the backstory of what you've been doing over your years of acting. And like you say, the scariest thing of having a little boy yourself happened. And you're embracing the lockdown with trying something new. And the best thing about this as well, Andy, is that, you know, when this lockdown is eventually lifted, and obviously we're trying to get to some sort of normality now anyway, this is never going to get old, is it? This is going to be able to carry on for as long as you see fit as well.
Well, that's the beautiful part of Spooky Dad. In the intro video, I don't just talk about the activities that we can do. I talk about, you know, like I want to do things that are both indoors and outdoors as well.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, I don't know, say we've got Elton Palace, which is not too far from us. And last year they did a really cool Halloween event for kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like the creepy crawlies and stuff like that. But those kind of things, that's the kind of things that I want to take my son to. Those are the kind of things that I want to look at as well. Scare attractions, yeah, when he's a little bit older, sure, absolutely. But for now, I want to see what there is for kids and, you know, just have fun with it. Let's just see where it goes.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. Let's see how it goes, and let's get people sort of following and joining in. And it's going to be great to see it sort of change over time as well, because obviously the activities are going to change as he gets older, and things that he may not have liked now he might actually like in the future, and vice versa. So it's very exciting. They always say don't work with kids or animals, and you're working with a child, and you're quite the animal cookie, so this is good. It's a recipe for some sort of amazing disaster, which I can't wait to watch unfold. So the best thing is really is on let's end this with letting everyone know how they can follow you, watch you, and support you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best thing I recommend is to go straight onto my Instagram first. That's Spooky Dad Official. The reason why I say follow that first is because there is an automatic YouTube link that takes you straight there. I am also on Patreon as well, and that is The Spooky Dad. Yeah, but primarily, if you want to follow my Instagram first, it gives you an idea as to what I'm all about. So, yeah, start off on the Instagram.
Perfect.
Follow the link going towards the YouTube. And if you like what you see there, go straight onto my Spooky Dads on Patreon.
Definitely.
And become a member. Become a member. Help me get the materials I need to go along and create the episodes. That's primarily what it's there for. I'm not looking to get rich quick. I'm looking to buy materials for every episode.
Absolutely. Sort of just investing in the products and just like you say, getting stuff to be able to put the next episode out there. So everyone head over to the Instagram page, then over to YouTube, click the subscribe button and of course the bell notification so you're notified every time Spooky Dad puts up a new episode. And before we finish, I noticed that the great Nick Hudson has got your music.
He is indeed, yes. He was absolutely brilliant to work with. I explained to him the concept as to what I wanted to do. And 2 days later, he came up with an idea and it was perfect. He gave subtle nods to certain attractions, which I absolutely love. I think he did that as a little thank you for letting him be a part of the project. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got nothing but admiration for him for doing that. So Nick, if you're listening, thank you very much, buddy. It's working perfectly. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, Nick Hudson, good friend of the show. Done loads of music for, obviously, scare attractions that we all know and love here on Scare Track, and lots of theme park attractions as well, and firework events like Oakwood. So, yeah, he's well known, is Nick Hudson, with the fans. So, fair play to Nick for doing that for you, and fair play to you, Andy, for doing something that I've not actually, you know, I've never heard of anything like this. It seems like a fresh idea. Let's get these kids into all the scary stuff that they all love anyway. So, awesome.
Future generation of scare actors have got to start somewhere.
They have indeed, man. They have. Let's start them off young, 100%. Awesome. I mean, that, I think, puts us to the perfect end of this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said earlier, be sure to check out the book. It is on Amazon now. I'll put a link for that in the show notes below as well. Head over to Spooky Dad Official on Instagram. And Andy, I wish you the best of luck, and I really can't wait to check out episode 2.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's always a pleasure to be on here, and I can't wait for you guys to see episode 2.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. Stay safe for now, and we will see you very, very soon, Andy.
Stay safe, stay spooky. Thank you very much, guys.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So there we go, guys. First of all, a huge thank you to Andy for coming on to the Scare Track podcast and talking all about Spooky Dad. I'm really excited to see how the channel progresses. And guys, if you have kids, make sure you subscribe, click that bell notification. Even if you don't have kids, guys, myself and Hannah are going to be watching. I'm really excited to see all the different activities that he comes up with. So mega excited for it. Remember, subscribe, click that bell notification. Also join him on all the other social media channels as well. And we'll put the links to all of those in the show notes below, and be sure to support him on Patreon if you can, folks. It really will help him out, especially with getting all the materials to bring us these awesome new videos. And he also mentioned to me off air that the people who are part of his clan on his Patreon page will be able to vote for which episode goes up next. So he'll give you a choice of all different episodes that he has recorded and planned, and you guys get to choose what episode goes up next. So remember, support Spooky Dad and support Andy Cookie Rawlings. So just before we go, guys, remember to join us at ScareTrack on our social media pages as well. We really like interacting with you guys, whether you've got any questions, comments, absolutely anything. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. Of course, check out our website too, www.scaretrack.co.uk. On there, you can have all our podcast episodes, our scare cams, our coaster track vlogs, our merchandise, absolutely everything, including our latest top 10 video that's just gone live on our YouTube channel yesterday. It's the top 10 most unconventional scare attractions within the UK, and we mean the crazy stuff, like really intense, really extreme, the slightly risque, all that kind of stuff has gone live on our YouTube channel as well. Remember to subscribe to us here on the podcast platform you're listening to. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, where you can check out all our video content as well. Once again, a huge thank you for listening, guys. We sincerely do appreciate it. Be kind, stay safe, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, folks. We'll be right back.